Melbourne Bird Vet. This is Monique.
Oh, hi, Monique. It's Penny Hanrahan speaking. Don't know whether you can help me with my query, but I'm just sort of trying to work out what my best steps might be. I've got a very old lorikeet, and I think his arthritis is getting really severe, like he's finding it difficult to cling onto anything or climb up and down his cage, clinging onto his perches and stuff. So he's just kind of on a heated rug a lot of the time, and he goes back into bed. He still seems happy in himself, but he's not eating as much, difficulty flying and things like that. And, you know, I don't know if there's any sort of topical treatment that you can do, or is it invasive type of stuff, or is it, you know,
Have we seen him before?
No, you haven't. I've always gone to Pat McWherter saw him years ago when she was up at the bird vet in Burwood, and I continued to go there. But I've had a few things there recently that I really wasn't happy with, and the birds, and you know, not sort of, you know, putting anything there, but I just thought I would try elsewhere, even though you hadn't seen him before.
Yeah.
But
so Dr. Pat owns our clinic now, so you could see her or one of the other vets, but yeah, we can get him in for an assessment. There are medications we can give older birds to manage arthritis, as well as appetite stimulants and pain relief medications as well. So that stuff with lorikeets, it can be easy if they will take like a wet puree or like someone take honey.
He loves his honey. In fact, what he's been having, he's always loved his nectar, and to be honest, the last few days I've just been giving him a bit of honey and hot water, and he's loving it. So you know, it's almost like he's going, no, I just need something a bit sweet for a bit of energy or something.
So you can always if you're having trouble giving him oral medications, you can always put it in the food if he'll eat it. Perfectly happy to book him in an appointment with one of our vets to assess him and kind of go through the next step.
He's I just didn't want to. The only thing I will make an appointment, but the only thing I was a little bit worried about was I just thought, well, I don't want to stress him out. He hates going to the vet to the best of times, and he's really, and the last time he went to the vet, he like had some sort of, you know, it was almost like some sort of episode. I don't know what had happened, but I thought he was going to die in the back of the car. You know, like it was really, he came out and something had, I don't know, So I just am a little bit wary given that he's probably not in the in the best of condition right at this moment. But what is it? Is it just something he's going to have to be seen anyway, isn't he?
Figure out a way to manage it, usually they only really need to be seen every 3 to 6 months. Ongoing medications. We'll start off with just an initial appointment. Did you want to see Pat, or are you happy to see any vet?
Look, if they're all good, I usually sort of say the senior one only because I sort of, you know that they have got. I don't want to sound like one of those really annoying people, but it's only I've just probably had some bad experiences with some people who have not been the senior vets, but only if she's available, and I guess I probably need to get him in sort of sooner than later. So whatever, I mean, if you're happy with all of them, I don't really care.
Our first availability is with Pat anyway. I can do Thursday at 3:30 with Pat.
That would actually be fine. Yep.
Sure. I'll grab some details. So what was your name?
Penny, Penny, and Hanrahan, Hanrahan.
Yep. And the best contact phone number?
0414.
Yep.
747.
Yep.
445.
And what's your address?
17.
Yep.
Albert Place. In Richmond.
And what's the lorikeet's name?
Ollie.
Ollie. And how old is Ollie?
Ollie is, we've had him for 24 years, but he was a lost bird that no one came forward to. He was mature when we got him, so he'd be at least 26.
All right. And do you know if Ollie's a boy or a girl?
Ollie's a boy.
A boy. No worries. Did you want us to get the history for Ollie from Burwood, or has he not really been there that often in the past few years?
Oh, he has been there. He's been there often enough. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's been there even before Pat was there. He's been going there for years. So,
all right.
Yeah, you could, because they would have all the details on him.
Yeah.
The only things that they would have known recently it may or may not be in the notes, was that he, just as an old parrot, like he's clinging, his foot strength hasn't been there for a little while, but it was more just when he was clinging onto your shoulder and stuff like that, that had kind of gone, but that was fine. Old parrot used to think that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's, we went away for a couple of weeks and he was out at bird boarding, and it's basically said, oh, he was on his little mat, you know, a lot of the time. And it's only really since we've come back, and I'm not blaming him at all, I'm just sort of wondering whether he, you know, has just deteriorated a little bit in that time, or perhaps he hasn't been moving around as much. And it's also, he's been a plucker for the last 16 years.
Yeah.
So he's also plucked himself and he's cold. So I'm just wondering whether that, he seems to, he's sort of okay on some days, and then he suddenly goes into almost like a spasm, and then it's bad for the rest of the day, like he really can't move very well or whatever. I'm assuming arthritis here. Supposing that's probably what it is. And he just seems uncomfortable. So,
okay, no worries. Look, I'll call Burwood anyway, and I'll get a history sent over.
Yeah,
Book you into 3:30 on Thursday with Pat.
3:30 Thursday. Okay. Yep. Perfect.
Perfect. No worries. And we'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks very much for the conversation.
No worries.
See you. Bye.